Well, the Swans are absolutely flying, Terry, at the business end of the season. They take on Richmond out at ANZ Stadium tomorrow. It's a big game. We're very fortunate to have the Swans coach, John Longmire, on the line. G'day, John.
Morning, gents.
How are you feeling ahead of this big game against the Tigers?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. It is a big game for especially Richmond that they'll be going absolutely flat out. If they win the game, they're in the finals, and if they lose, they're obviously a chance not to be in the finals. So it's a big game for them, which is a good thing for us because it allows us to have a real go.
Well, the pot of gold for you guys, mate, is the minor premiership if you win.
Absolutely, yeah. And the good thing is we've cemented a top two spot, yeah. So that means we're able to get a home final. So that's always good to know going into the last game, but it's also about our form. That's probably the main thing. We like to keep strong form going into the last game.
John, can you tell us what is the difference for the Swans playing at ANZ compared to the SCG?
It's just a little bit longer drive.
But in terms of the configuration or the size of the ground?
It's a bit more. It's not as wide as the SCG, so it's a little bit similar, I guess, to the stadium down at Geelong. It's a bit more narrow. It's actually similar dimensions to the start or to the ground that we do our pre-season training on. So it hasn't got as wide a wing. So that's probably the main difference.
Does it make you easier to beat out there?
Oh, look, I don't think so. We had a great win against Hawthorn there midway through this year. So we've played there enough and played some good teams out there to know what the ground's like.
Are you getting more from Buddy than you thought? Are you getting what you thought you'd get from Buddy, or you want more from Buddy?
Well,
I mean, he's been great, but did you think he'd be this good? Is he above expectations for you, or?
Oh, I think he's probably about the expectations. We knew he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's delivering. His consistency is what's been fantastic. He's been so consistent. And we knew he's a really good player. We knew he's capable of kicking goals.
Sure.
We've been pleased with his consistency and pleased with his pressure, actually. His run and ability to get up and down the ground has been sensational.
And attitude, I guess, John. You know, that, I guess for me, maybe that was one of the question marks. But his attitude appears to be spot on.
Yeah. Look, you don't achieve what he's achieved in AFL football without being a fierce competitor.
Sure.
And he's certainly that, and he likes playing in the big games, and he likes playing at this time of the year.
Look, John, I don't want to harp on the very sad situation that occurred last Sunday at Etihad with the 70-year-old Western Bulldogs fan ejected from the ground for racially abusing Buddy and Adam Goods. Mm. I suppose the promising part of it, though, was the way that Western Bulldogs members had reported that man. Now, can you tell me, I thought Buddy was very good the way that he spoke about it. Are you surprised or do you admire the resilience of your players when this type of stuff happens?
Look, it is disappointing, and it's disappointing for those guys that it still happens. But I know personally that they're really pleased that the competition and people and society in general are coming to the stage where they're quite happy to not accept it, and they're pulling people up when they hear those sort of things,
yep.
and that's the good thing to come out of it, and those guys are feeling good about that, I guess. It's disappointing to them that it still happens, but it's a good sign that opposition supporters are saying, no, that's not acceptable, and we're actually going to do something about it, and they're really pleased that that's happening.
I was very fortunate to sit down with Adam Goods a couple of weeks ago and for a very long, lengthy interview. And I have to say, he is probably the most impressive sportsman I have interviewed in two decades. Does that surprise you? Is he that impressive around his teammates and in that club?
Well, I guess you would have obviously interviewed a lot of sportsmen over your journey, so that's good to hear. But I mean, we just take Adam for what he does every day at the footy club, and we just know Adam, or I've known Adam for 13 years now, and he is impressive as far as what he wants to do and how he goes about his business, and he understands he's got a serious role to play, and he takes it seriously. I've been actually quite surprised this year how he's handled all the extra goings on outside of football. He's been able to switch on to his footy when needed really well, so he's handled it really well.
You offer him a contract next year?
Well, he looks as though he's enjoying his footy at the moment. He's kicking goals and running around. He kicked a goal last week, actually. He looked as though he was back to the speed he had about 5 years ago. So we'll sit down at the end of the year, but he's looking pretty good at the moment.
Ryan O'Keefe announced that he wouldn't be there next year. What would you like to see him be on your coaching staff?
Oh, look, I think he's looking at all his options at the moment, and he hasn't made a decision yet. I've had a number of discussions all through the year with Ryan, but he's still making his mind up, and he doesn't know whether he's going to play on or whether he's going to coach. It'll be one of those two, and he said he's going to sit down with the family at the end of the year and work that out.
He's been another one of your great players, hasn't he, which is fantastic. John, good luck at ANZ Stadium. It's going to be a great game on Saturday. Richmond desperate to make the finals. They've got to win, and you've got to win to make the minor or win the minor premiership. We thank you for your time. Good luck, John.
Thanks very much, guys.